Chinese goods are less than 2% of U.S. consumer spending. By John Carney on May 9, 2019. Although the prospect of a tariff hike has loomed large in financial markets and the financial media this week, higher tariffs on imports from China will not likely have much of an impact on American consumers. Evidence from tariffs on steel, aluminum, and Chinese goods already in place indicates that businesses have not been able to pass higher costs of goods and materials onto consumers. Even though wages are rising, prices have been remarkably steady. In March, the Index of Personal Consumption Expenditures, the Fed's favored measure of consumer prices, showed prices up just 1.5% over 12 months. One reason tariffs are unlikely to hurt U.S. consumers is that trade with China accounts for a very small fraction of U.S. spending. According to a recent study by an economist at the San Francisco Fed, imports make up around 11% of the $14.3 trillion of consumer spending in the U.S. Imports from China account for 16% of that, which translates into 1.76% of consumer spending. The tariffs that the Trump administration plans to hike apply to only around 34% of consumer spending on imports from China, according to a different study from the San Fran Fed. In other words, just over half a percentage point worth of overall U.S. consumer spending. If all of the tariffs were passed through to consumers, which has not happened judging by price data, the overall impact on prices would be a 0.1 percentage point rise, according to the San Fran Fed's estimate. In other words, without the China tariffs, our 1.5% inflation rate would be 1.4%. Raising the tariff to 25% would roughly double the impact. So the personal consumption index rises to 1.6%. Keep in mind that the Fed is trying to move inflation toward its 2% target. Assuming the Fed can effectively hit its target, this means that consumer prices will be accelerating over the next year or two anyway. If tariffs raise prices by 0.2 of a percentage point, that just gives the Fed less work to do. In other words, our economy is well prepared to sustain any costs of tariffs because we are in such a low inflation environment. Even if the Trump administration expands the 25% tariff to cover all goods, the impact on prices would be just 0.4 percentage points, according to the San Fran Fed. That would move us closer to the Fed target, but we are headed there in any case. Tariffs may just eliminate some of the need to cut interest rates in order to accelerate inflation. It is unlikely, however, that 100% of the cost of tariffs will be passed on to consumers. Some will be absorbed by businesses, others eliminated by U.S. importers sourcing materials from manufacturers outside of China. If just half of the hike to 25% is passed on, the impact on consumer prices would be a boost of just 1/10 of a percentage point. Our trade relationship with China has had massive impacts on the U.S. and global economy and may be one of the most important determinants of our economic and political future. But boosting tariffs on $250 billion of imports by 15 percentage points will not be noticeable to most consumers.